I was a wildlife biology major for my BS at the University of Massachusetts, and I was fortunate enough to get a summer job with Dr. Bill Manning at UMass, working in the area of plant pathology. And of course, I was just doing basic grunt work, helping him take care of field plots and things, culturing fungi, and I began to become interested in it, and he must have seen something in me that probably now he wishes he didn't, and he offered me an opportunity to get a master's degree in plant pathology, and that's kind of how I took off on it. And then I sort of fell in love with the field. I learned how it integrated so many different fields together. You were able to get outside, work with growers, work in the lab, work on fungi, work on plants. And then I moved into working on bacteria and viruses, and it's just taken off from there. So the ability to synthesize many different fields together and work in different areas, I think, is one of the real attractions that plant pathology held for me and still does hold for me. And one of the areas that basic research that I've gotten involved in is how plant viruses actually move from one cell to the other. And they encode these special proteins called movement proteins that go in and interact with the plasma desmata, these plasma membrane line channels that interconnect cells. These proteins jack open the channels, and then they move their genetic material through these increased channels into the next cell. And I've had the pleasure of interacting with Dr. Bill Lucas, who's a world expert in plasma desmata, and in studying how these movement proteins work, what their function is, and that's been a really fruitful interaction that's been ongoing for over 15 years now. It's a great avenue to publish our work. I think our society publishes outstanding journals, plant disease, phytopathology, of course, since I'm the editor-in-chief, and MPMI. They're all top-notch journals, and they provide an excellent avenue for us to publish our own research. So, of course, I do that quite a bit. So I think our society brings a lot of real advantages to us in maintaining our communications and then getting our work out to others.